Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sitting down for long periods of time has long been associated with negative health effects, and it's thought to slow down your metabolism. However, new research suggests that the movements linked with fidgeting could offset these negative impacts. Caris Lestrange spoke with Professor Janet Cade about how fidgeting could potentially prolong your life.
We've a large cohort of women drawn from across the UK that we've been following for the last 20 years or so, and we've measured lots of things about them, their diet, their lifestyle, physical activity and so on. And we decided to look at physical activity, how sedentary the women were in relation to risk of death over a follow-up period of 12 years. And when we looked at the sedentary behaviour, we found that our fairly crude measure of fidgeting seemed to influence the results. So what we found was that the women who were sitting for the longest and who were not fidgeting had a higher risk of death over that follow-up period compared to those who were sitting for a shorter time. And then those women who were sitting for a long time but were fidgeting a lot had a reduced risk of death in that time.
I'm suddenly becoming very conscious whether I'm fidgeting or not, actually.
I know. I was asked not to fidget whilst I was doing this interview with you, and it's very hard not to fidget.
I'm
holding my hands here trying not to fidget.
Oh, please do fidget if it's going to mean that you have a decreased mortality rate. Please do that. With regards to how you did this, how did you get in contact with these women, I suppose?
They were all women who had supported the World Cancer Research Fund, a charity that looks at diet in relation to cancer outcomes. They had been supporters in the past. And we wrote to them a long time ago and asked them to fill in some questionnaires and so on.
With regards to asking them about how fidgety they were, I suppose, how did you obtain that data?
Yes, that was just one simple question, asking women to self-rate themselves on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of how fidgety would you say you were. Interesting that we could see some results even with that crude measure.
Why do you think that fidgeting is having this effect?
Well, we can't say for sure from our results, but there are a range of things that we know that sitting for a long time has a bad influence on our metabolism, so that small movements might improve our glucose metabolism, for example. It might have an effect on our energy expenditure as well. So just these small movements might have some positive effects to offset the negative effects of the sedentary behaviour.
Your advice would be to fidget as much as you can while you're at work, I suppose.
Yes, I think so. And actually, fidgeting may have some benefit in terms of helping concentration. You know, when people start getting bored, they do start to fidget, and that might be a sort of a mechanism to try and help focus. So you could be more creative, actually, if you fidget.
Janet Cade, she's Professor of Nutritional Epidemiology at the University of Leeds, and that study was published in the American Journal of Preventative Medicine.